We have to discuss Rashi. The Rashi says that the Gemara wants to say a svara. The Mechleikus is Christo, according to the second lashon of Huna. So that stage of the Gemara, and again, and also the second period Lishna Achrina, that Rav Huna himself was saying that. So then, says Rashi, even though the Gemara is comparing to Chatzikan and Pagam, the Rashi is not Lagamri comparable, because the Rei doesn't say that Higum Shlish V'Shachat a little more than a sixth, or Shachat Shlish. It says Higum Shlish V'Shachat Shnei Shlishim. Rashi was mechalik between Chatzikan and Pagam, because there's, you know, even this mandam is also made. There's a difference in if it's Makam Shchita or not. The Rabbanon hold that no, it's Makam Shchita. Hachla Makam Shchita. So we're also made to that svara a little bit. So over there it's Makam Shchita. It's enough. A little, it's enough just a kol shu. But over here, but the sef is kol shul esagi. Le mitzdarf hagram alach shurish shchita hoyol v'lav makam shchito. Now the Ramban takes issue with Rashi. Here's a problem, because later on we have Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. What's it then? Higum, what's the name of both kids? Higum Shachat the Higum, or Shachat Higum Vishachat. And Rav Huna says, by Higum Shachat the Higum, Rav Huna says it's kosher. Higum is Shachat the Higum is kosher. Some came. How could Rashi say that according to the tefillah, the tzad, that the machlokes is by higum shlish v'shachat shnei shlish? Let's go to the second lashon of Huna. The Huna is saying that is a machlokes tanayim, and according to Beisir of Yehuda, it's kosher. And the Rashi says it's only kosher if it was higum shlish v'shachat shnei shlishim. Even though Gemara's dam the chatzik kind of pogam, but it's not enough higum shlish v'shachat shlish. The problem is then the chari doesn't shtim with Rav Huna. Rav Huna later says higum shachat the higum is kosher. And then Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Lishna Achrina, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda hold that Higrim Mishachat Shlish, Higrim Mishachat Shlish is going to be possible. You need Nafka Shachat Shnei Shlish. So why is Higrim Shachat the Higrim, why is that Kasha? That's Rabban's Kasha and Rashi. That's the Rambam's Kashya and Rashi. So Rambam calls it out. Rambam argues. Rambam says it's lav dafka. When the Gemara says the mechaykes, the chisid suggests or lishna achrina, that the suggestion is the mechaykes they're born in Yehuda. The rest of Yehuda is talking about higrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. And the shaz whether it's daim the chatzikana pog or not, chatzikana pog or not. The mechaykes it's lav dafka v'shachat shnei shlish. The rest of Yehuda. Who I didn't hear him shlish, a shachat shlish. The madam lechad lekana pogam. Or even less than a shlish, even a little more than a sixth as well. Man says, because there are two points. One is that he's madam lechad lekana pogam, and over there is he's just the drop is enough. Furthermore, he says that he himself holds that higim shachat higim is kasha. And obviously, he speaks out. He doesn't have to speak it out. He knows you might want to say, maybe Higrim, Shachat, the Higrim. Maybe that's better. Because he might see did a grum at the end. At least he ended up cutting the whole thing. So maybe that's better than if it was just Higrim, Shlish, the Shachat, Shlish. That's what you might want to say. Again, we have a problem here, right? We're saying that oh, here you need Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shnei Shlish L'Fir Beis B'Yudah. If we take the Gemara literally, Hun himself says Higrim Shachat the Higrim is Kosher, right? So you might want to say, yeah, that maybe Rav Hun later on that says that Higrim V'Shachat the Higrim is Kosher, he would hold the Higrim V'Shachat. Higgum should shachat is not kosher, maybe. So only over there because he did higgum. He was higgum at the end, the last shlish, at least. At least he did a grum in the last shlish. That Raman says is obviously ridiculous because there's no svara to say that grum at the end is going to be machshir the shchita. So if we say that higgum shachat the higgum is kosher, then obviously says Ramban higgum the shachat is also going to be kosher because that grum at the end obviously can't be ma'isif hechshir. So Cain, if Higrim v'Shachat is kosher, then there's no tzad to say that the Higrim Shlish v'Shachat Shnei Shlish is Dafka.
According to Rashi, right? If I shechat two-thirds, yeah, that's good enough, right? Shachat Shnei Shlish is good. Yeah?
Okay.
What happens if I do not wrong with the third Shlish? That shouldn't be good with Rashi.
Fidr Bana, it's not. I'm not really happy. That's the Rashi. It says the same Rashi. I don't really want. What are you talking about?
That's the same with the Rashi later on.
Talk. I don't even know where you're coming from. Where you're going? So
the Rashi.
Okay. Fine. So that's Ramban's. It's hot. What? Huh? Is anyone hot?
Yeah.
Size button? Okay.
No.
Just like Merkin's vote doesn't count that way, your vote doesn't count the other way, so. Sorry.
I'm cold.
Huh? You're cold? You know, it can't be cold.
I didn't say
that. Maybe if you open the window, it's fine. What's it on? Huh? Funny, that's what it was on. Alright, it's there, for sure. Okay, so that's Ramban's problem with Rashi. Says Ramban's matrik, that maybe Rashi wants to explain this Gemara, you know, this Lashon of Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Asi, which is Lav Dafka anyway, if Rashi did the same as Rav Huna B'Shem Rav of Rashi later, which Rashi on Beis Machalik, that the Rav Hunas don't have to shtim because they're B'Shem different people, right? Anyway, But he says though, they have to say this Rashi is only going lefi Rabbi Yehuda and not lefi Rav Huna. This is the Rashi says that you need Shnei Shlish. That's going for Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, that holds that Higim Shach of Higim is no good. That's what the Ramban is matzik for Rashi. It's really not mashma like that in Rashi. You don't get the feeling that Rashi is only saying it in that man yomer. Rashi is saying it that the dimyan. Rashi seems to be saying it as an absolute svara. Right? The dimyan to chatzikana pogum is not an absolute dimyan because over there it's makom shechita and here it's not. Rashi seems to be saying it as an objective taina. And shouldn't necessarily be telling Mechagas Rav Huna and Yehuda at the end. That's Ramban's dochuk. He wants to say at least to Miash Rash a little bit.
The Gemara is still comparing it to Chatzikan Pogum.
Okay, so.
So I'm saying like that was one of the Ramban's svaras as to say why there's no tefillah.
Say it on his own, not as a cop, on his own. He holds. It might be the fact made dim, and so it's dim. If it's dim, then it's the same thing. I mean, what's the matter? What?
He's even chalak that over here.
Rashi is not a dimin. Rashi is not a gan son dimin. The Ban says the Ban argues. Somebody argues. Rashi holds that shneish is lab dafka. When the Rav Chisin lishna kamba and Hunan lishna basra say shachat shlish, mehigim shneish shlish. Mechagiz fibiasi. It's good. It's talking about even shachat shlish. Sorry, higim shlish v'shachat shlish. Top, right. Are we in Miller Rashi's? I remember where are we up to? What? So let's go back this. I'm not sure where we're up to. But, just quickly go over the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say, Rav Huna Amravasi wanted to say, Mechlekes is by Shachat Shnei Shlish. But if it was, but the Shah is whether you go bus arrive or not, but it was Higim Shlish. Then the behakol, it's possible because you need the tchiyah to go out with the roev shechita. Rav Chisda said that why don't we say the mechlekes is by higim b'shachat, the mechlekes gufa whether you compare it to chatzka and pagam or not. Why don't say no asam makom shechita? But shachat shnei shlugim shlish v'rako k'sheira, he shechted roiv, and that's the Mishnah. Rubash lechot k'moyin, and he felt that everyone should read that Mishnah. Now Rubash lechot k'moyin v'mloi shachat ela roiv v'simin v'halach loy k'sheira. Al meruba k'kula. V'lein agram anami eskasha berubay. Nasnis dekani mole achot apnei kula mute higim shlish tchila. Kasi loy mute hech nagram besayf. When it says that you have to leave apnei kula, doesn't mean the latter part. And if you shechted roiv, then you know you don't have to leave chut. It means chut has to be the can't be chut. The chut can't be broken in the beginning. Some of the man lamlan who ruba the hasam lava beis of you the ktani. No, me raise a beyond the ketani, and achram you can chun nacham na. I'm going by atukulu the alma raise a beyond the ketani. I'm like, I know ruba the shechita kamina. The shmanu the pligi. Atu ruba, and I know ruba the shechita kamina. Kol tana the azu b'shechita, but the ruba kamina. The raise a beyond the lamerban the shmanu the pligi. I'm read lazin and b'shechita, but the ruba. This is the difficult lashon of Rashi. The lay is leaning mishchit basaruba. In Rashi, the Mishnah says you do go basaruba. You just shech roiv, but when daik in Rashi, it does work. The hair, lay is leaning basaruba. Look more right. Lishachina, amle Ravuna, amarvasi, like the chista. Machlekes b'shehigim shlish shachas shlish.
What was the Havamina that it would go on all rives, and what all rives? What other cases of rives is the Gemara having a Havamina about?
The whole din of going to Halecha Chariv, I don't know. Yeah,
that's what shaykh is the simonim that I could shecht rive, and it's kilu I shechted kuloi to Halecha Chariv. It's a Maisa Shchita over here. It's a big chiddush that
I. It's dinner of Halecha Chariv. It's dinner of Abu Kuler. So, if you don't go Basarai, you don't go Basarai. Where's it? No, you have a shchita. We say.
So I could blow a half a tkiya on a. I could.
Okay, you have to do the whole thing. If you don't go Basarai, you need the whole thing.
Saying if I do go Basarai, so I could blow a half a tkiya on the top. We're going Basarai.
I mean, we half a tkiya.
I mean, like 75% of
it. Why is that question now? It's a stam question. You don't have us arrive.
No, I'm showing obviously there's no shaykhs. This is a special dip my shkita, and there's no shaykhs other types of rov. Doesn't come in anywhere. Where is there anything similar to shechting?
We discussed Ruba Kula, Gabe, Shtia Sakais. That rov is enough. Not just here. Look more right. Higim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higim shlish. Ravuna amar, amarav k'sheira. Ravuna amarav treifa. Ravuna amarav k'sheira. Kinafka chiyusa, b'shchita kinafka. Ravuna amarav treifa. Vina rub b'shchita v'leka. Vina rub b'shchita v'leka. Look Rashi. Vidamarav Chaifa. Mean Rubashita. What guys think in Afka Chiusa? Mean Rubashita. Have you the lab make a Chiusa Tali Taima? The conversation for Shaka Shlish, Vigam Shlish, Vishaka Shlish, Ksheira, or Rubashita. Yapal Gab, Rubakama, have a Mape Chiusa, Labashita. So Rashi does not like the Gersa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Merav that says, Rabbi Yehuda Merav that says that Higim Shachat Vehigrim is treif because Beinon Ruba Kinafka Chiyusa Beinon Ruba Shchita, and that's why when you shechted. Higim v'shachat, it's a problem because the chiyas didn't go out ruba l'shchita. So he says you can't say that. You have to be goyers. You need ruba l'shchita. You don't need the chiyas should go out ruba l'shchita because haray. In the next case, we have a fakert machlekes by shachat higim v'shachat. We're there fakert. If Yehuda Merav, it's kshera. And Mar comes out of your Huna, it's treif. So Bakman with your Yehuda Merav, it's kosher. I over there, it was shachat v'higim v'shachat. So it wasn't. It was roiv b'shchita, but it wasn't roiv. Wasn't the chiyas didn't go out with shchita. So therefore, al karcha you can't be gairis. The lefir Yehuda Merav, you need itzias. The chiyah should go out with shchita. Now, Taisa Rosh, Yashav the Gersa, Pesha Kunches Rav Huna Dalel. No, sorry. Meaning that Paul Rashi is kasha, and Yehuda is machshir. Shachat v'higim b'shachat. If you need the chiyah should go out roiv b'shchita, and that's why by higim b'shachat it doesn't work. Because it didn't go out roi v'chiyas b'shchita. Some kain, if I carry the case, it should also by shachat v'hirgim should also be a problem. Zaktai Sirash, no, the difference. It's higim b'shachat, so since the chiyas goes out by the roi, so at that point you didn't have roi b'shchita. Hashem kain shachat v'hirgim, where out of the 51%, Raiv Agapan was Bishchita. So Raiv of the Chiyas went out Bishchita. When it was Higrim Bishachat, so there the Chiyas goes out with 51% of the cutting of the 51% of the cutting of the Kana. So therefore if it was Higrim Bishachat, so now, so since the first third, so out of the 51%, right, most of it is Bahagrama. So therefore it's a problem. Shein kein by shachat shlish v'higim v'shachat. So there. In that 51%, most of it was from Shechita. Out of that 51%, which of the whole Kana, which is where the Chiyas goes out, out of that, right of it was B'Shechita. That's how Tais Rosh wants Miyash with the Gerasa.
How does that work? How does it roll? So you're doing the same thing,
just
switching the order.
No, you're not. Because if you do 33% of the whole thing, yeah, with Hagrama, and then the next 17% or 18%, you do, it's like 33%, but the point is, out of the 51%, 18% of the whole thing was B'Shchita. That's less than Raiv. 18 out of 51 is less than half. Hashenken, if it was Shachat, Mehigrim, then 33% was B'Shchita. The next 18% was bad grammar, that's okay. Because Raiv of the Tzias, Hachias was Bishchit.
So it doesn't mean that's Ruba of the Kana Bishchit? Being Ruba, that the Raiv that you're shechting needs to be Bishchit, meaning the Raiv that's being mastered here needs to be Bishchit.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
It's not, you know, right. Does that mean, you know, the fee there, does that mean that? That is what he's saying.
We don't care about that our last shechting. It's just.
So what's that? Lefizeh, right? Lefizeh, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Yishechted, if you use Shachat Shlish, V'Higim Shlish, without the last Shachat Shlish, it would also be kosher. L'chayr Lefizeh Tais Rosh is Mahalach. Now Lefi Rashi, that we need Roiv B'Shchita, yeah, if you're actually need Roiv B'Shchita, then you need Shachat Shlish, Higim Shlish, and Shachat Shlish. So even though by time, to me the third Shlish contributes to the Shchita.
Why?
What's that? That's the Pasha Pshat, right? I said, you a second ago, you're a funny guy, you know? A second ago, you were asking me, oh, so if he's there, then you don't need Roiv Shechita, right? So now you ask me why.
I'm in the Tais Rosh. I was in the Derech Rosh then.
I know that, but you understand, your Hanukkah Pshuta was not like that. So now when I'm saying the other side of the Rashi, tell me why.
Based on what I heard in the Tais Rosh.
Tais Rosh is arguing, obviously. But I'm saying, but like the concept is like strange to you. Oh, why well, should be that way? So there's a Firashi, again, Firashi, Chayra. And the way Rashi is Gairis, you need, what does Rudam Amarav say? Beinan Ruba Beshchita. Veleka. So Higrim, Shachat Vihigrim is possible because you don't have, you didn't Shech Raiv of the Kana. Now, Masha'en Kain, by Shachat Higrim Shachat, we did Shech Raiv of the Kana, then it's kosher. That means that the last Shlish is contributing to the Shlita. Why? So what's the answer? So you have to say that if he Rabbi Yehuda, so the pshat is like that because the end is also part of the shita. And dafka firashi, it shouldn't be a new concept. Because dafka firashi that it passes, but Rashi learns more shayla of. Shab b'mitzmanim means the mir basra, or hichla b'mitzmanim means the mir basra. So therefore, just like it's considered part of shchita l'inyim psul, so Rabbi Yehuda holds it's considered part of shchita l'inyim being machshir as well. L'inyim being machshir, even though the middle shlish was bagrama. Since the first shlish and the last shlish was b'shchita, therefore it could contribute to the shchita. It could contribute to the shchita, and that's why it's kosher l'fi Rabbi Yehuda. Even though when the quote unquote the chiyas went out, it wasn't b'shchita. Still, it's kosher.
So Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanon. Should I be saying that?
You should think before you talk. That's what you should be saying. That's what you should be saying yourself. Think before I talk. Cheshbon arise before you ask the question. Minimal derech eretz. Minimal. So that's the chayr of the cheshbon. So in the Rashi. Now l'chayr we would say misvar l'fizeh. Now, what is machlokes? What is the sherish machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Obviously, they're not going to be rabban, right? That doesn't start, right?
How could
shachar
shlishlish work?
What?
So
what?
What? Fi Rashi, how could shachar shlishlish work?
How could shachar shlishlish work?
You said earlier, the first thing you said in Shir, go to Rashi. Rashi said shachar shlishlish, it's kasher. That's hasty. I need a matters. You do a grum in the end, it's no good. So
Shachar
Shlishlish should be Rashi, it should be
possible.
Not be
possible,
it should be
possible
if I do a grum in the end.
Who
are
you going
on? What does it make sense about? Why not? We quote a Rashi here. First thing you should, yeah, we quote a Rashi that says, Shachar Shlishlish, Shachar two thirds, Kasher.
Quote Rashi. It says that it's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. No, it's not Rashi.
It's really
yes. I don't understand. If you ask Kasha that if the Mishnah, if Yosef agrees, the Mishnah says, yeah, that Rav is enough. And according to the Mishnah Kama of Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, Machlokes is by Shachar Shnei Shlish Vehikim Shlish. Chamol, it's possible to read all Kasha. It's a Gemara. That's not Rashi. So you're asking, so then the fear base of Yehuda, has the rational non beige still grace of Yehuda?
Yeah.
That's your question?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's nothing to do with our discussion right now, that's it. It's not a kasha. Uh-huh. I'm not saying it's not a valid point.
Why can't it be that?
Yechiel is asking a very simple question, okay? Question that should have bothered everybody. And that is that we have a Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. There's a Machlokes Tanoim. Now, if you're Beis Rabbi Yehuda, a Kaponim Fi Delish Nekama of Rav Huna. I think we should maybe switch seats or sit differently. I don't know what we're doing over there. We're doing something wrong over there. That Shachat Shnei Shlish V'Higim Shlish is Kashmir Beis Rabbi Yehuda. I Rashi Shita is on Lamed Beis and Aflamed that Sulim B'Mir Basra. That's Gemara Shaila, and we go take a look Chumra. Rashi says
he's going to different Mandoma.
You could say a lot of things, but the question has to be asked. The question is the question. What? It's not a question because you give an answer.
It's not Muchach that he's going to be
again. The fact that. We pass the Rabbi Yehuda, right? We pass the Gabbana. Rav Mishmul says we pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi pass the Gabbana.
Maybe he's going in Rabbi. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so is the question shouldn't be asked?
It should be asked after opening up. I'm saying after opening up that Gemara, finding out is the Gemara handling the Rabbana.
Again, it's a question that the Gemara we've handled many, many times.
We were never introduced to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanon. We didn't know anything.
Okay, now that you know, so right, that's why when we had it the first time, you don't know you're innocent as bliss. What is it?
Innocent.
Ignorance is bliss, right? So Poseidon. So, but now you should be so ignorant. So therefore, you should have the question. So now, but the question, the answer is, as I think Nate is trying to say, is that Zerashi and Laman are Beis. Is that what you're trying to say? And that's the reason why I told you guys to learn Rashi and Laman on Beis. What does Rashi and Laman on Beis say?
Din Lechumra.
What?
Sufik,
or Safik, and Rabbanah. Rashi and Laman on Beis says. Now, it's not 100% clear what Rashi is saying, but what Rashi does say is, on that Gemara of Hichlev Miyat, and Rashi learns it means Miyat Basra. Yeah? On that Gemara, the Gemara blacks take this as Rashi and Lechumra. Right there Rashi says that Melu Adin by Shachat Shnei Shlish V'Higrim Shlish we have to go L'Chumra
in Rebbe's
no like they're both what? In Rebbe's holds Kasha.
So it's going to the Rabbanan. Good, fine. I'm
don't bezel me, right? There might be a mishmaris in Rashi, although it's very difficult. Okay, there might be a mishmaris in Rashi l'fizeh that the whole shaila of hichlev mitzimanim or shav mitzimanim. In other words, because the chayyim that's the machlokes is right. The shaila who we pass like that sin. Because Rashi says that if you hold the Hichlev B'Mid Basra, you're going to go L'Chumra, then we're going to go L'Chumra by Hichlev B'Mid Basra also. Right? So we can't hold the Gemara Shaila. I read his Machlokes Tanoim by Hichlev B'Mid Basra. Yeah? So what's the Gemara Shaila? Now, God, I mean, Taisa is Machalik, Taka. Taisa over there is Machalik. Taisa says, what do you mean, Madama Higrim and Mir Basra to Hichlid and Shav Mir Basra? Why? Zotaisis, Pishmakunches, the Mir Basra, Mir Kama, Pshikla, and Nabinavela, by Gramanami, Pasak, the Philosh Shachat, Shnei Shlish, Vigim Shlish, Tabdin Lachumra, Midakoi Hacha, but Teiku. Right? Taisis says, Shtetan Rashi, that since the Gemara bibes Teiku by Hichlid and Mir Basra, who are then by Higrim and Mir Basra? Meaning it's the same thing. So Taisus, not so fast. But the Rivam says that maybe it's different. What do you mean about Gram and Paskin and Parakam? What's going on? What was Rashi talking about? How can you medama Gram to Hichlid and Shah? Rashi doesn't. I'm adding Shah. If by Gram we have we pass the Rebbe Yehuda. V'yikin the matchin am rabbanin shachat shnei shlish v'higim shlish. Have you decided in the Gemara? Is it sad in the Gemara? The Mechoyis raised up Yehuda and Rabbanan. I don't about Shachat Shnei Shlish. And if Chista wanted to say, and Lush Basav Amar Vasi wants to say, then Rabbanan Maida by Shachat Shnei Shlish, Mehigrim Shlish. That it's kosher because he said Ruba Kulai. So, how all of a sudden, you come to Aflame and we forget about the whole Soya and Nafya test, which is what we're learning right now. Zoktaisvis. Elamai, like dummy, lacha. No, some slow mugam shchita hava. Ravakilu shecha beragla. Acha shchita zasimanim. Says Taisvis, it's any dime a klau a klau. Because there's a fundamental difference between the psul of a grama and the psul of halada and shia. Again, I'm adding shia. That the psul of halada is in the Makom Shechita. So Meila, it's shaykh to say that you continue the Shechita and therefore it's still possible. Because you continue the Shechita. Like Rashi Lama Bey says, then it's still part of Shechita with the Rebbein Yeruchim, with Das, without the Das, it doesn't make a difference. Whether it's the Mice or the Das, whatever it is, but the side, the time that it's possible is because the end is also part of the Shechita. Mashen came by Hagrama. We're there. Says Taisus, it's like cutting the leg. Once the shechita is done, it's cutting the leg. Because before the shechita is finished, it's a psul. But once the shechita is finished, then it's not the makom shechita b'chlal. It's not the makom shechita b'chlal. So therefore, the fact that Betz Maskan of Argamar is like a base of Rabbi Yehuda, that. Shachat Shnei Shlish Vehigim Shlish is kosher, it doesn't necessarily impact on the Shaila of Shachat Shnei Shlish Vehichlid or Shah. Bakapan Bofi Rashi, it would seem that, and this is very difficult, I don't really have an answer. Maybe when we get the Fram, maybe it will come clear somehow. That the Shaila of the Gemara of Hichlid Miyabastra is really the Shaila, do we pass them like Rabban and pass them like Rabbi Yossi? Because Rashi is saying that it's totally, but Rashi says, Kemal Lehed, yeah, and anyway, Taisin even speaks it out, that because it's Teikul Chumra over here, so therefore it's Teikul Chumra over there. In other words, because we're passing Miyabastra by Chalada, therefore we're passing Miyabastra Lagabe Agrama. And Taisin Machal me into. But he's saying, Rashi's saying that the reason that if we're passing Chalada mid basra, so therefore passing Hagram mid basra. I mean, it's Talia Abaha. So here we have straight up Machaikas Tanayim about it, right? Here we have Machaikas Tanayim about it, and then so what's the, and then the Gemara is like Masupik. So what is the Gemara Safik? It would seem the Gemara Safik is what we pass like. That's good for the Gemara Safik. Do we pass like Rabban? Do we pass like Rabbi
Yossi? Hagram we pass like for Tanayim taking us anyway.
What?
Hagram actually.
I don't even admit
it. I mean, there shouldn't be a problem at all.
Why?
Because it says, Kenny Ben Antigonus says, Shachat, Shnei Shlish, and then Higgins Shlish is fine.
But, meaning, what's called a drama? What's called a drama? Meaning that grama of the Rabbanan and Beis Yehuda, if you're Chanim, the thing is not a problem. Right? Does that mean that he holds.
Even his own.
What?
Even past the Shibur Kol.
Who said? What?
Let's.
What? Okay, so let's wait till we get it. Okay.
What do we
now,
do with Chatzikana Pogum? Why is Chatzikana Pogum fine?
What does that do with our discussion right now?
Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, the Higrim Shlish is kosher. is possible. I'm sorry. Why is that kind of pogrom of question?
Who are you asking?
Yehuda.
You ask a stam kasher Yehuda? New question? Nothing about.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so again, back to Mechaikis. We have Mechaikis, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, by Higgim Meshach of the Higgim. So Rav Huna says it's kosher. Rav Huna says it's straight. And we said, Lefi Rashi, the Huda says, you need Roy B'Shchita. So here you have the Roy B'Shchita, because the Shlish Ha'achrayin is Mitzdar after the Shchita. And even though the Chiyas didn't go out with Rav Shechita. Yeah, if you have Rav Shechita, that's enough. And Rav Huna holds no. So Shaila is, what's the Machlaikas? What's the Sharish Machlaikas on there? What are the arguments? So you could say that maybe the Takim Machlokes, Fi Rashi at least, not Fi the Tais Rosh is Teretz, but Fi Rashi, Machlokes Gufa, maybe be Nikki Yisrael of Shechita. What is Shechita? Rav Huna says it's totally in taking out the Chiyas. So Meila, taking out the Chiyas, the Shechita. So Meila, if you say that the Chiyas goes out, Beroiv Simen. The Shechita was at Beroiv Simen. Therefore, Shechita is that the Chiyas has to go out the Shechita. The Chiyas has to go out the Shechita. So Meila, if we say it was Higgim B'Shachat, so then that's okay. Higgim B'Shachat is okay. Yehuda says no. Yehuda says that behigrim v'shachat behigrim, you don't have shechita, roiv v'kana. And you need shechita means you have to cut roiv of the simen. That's what shechita is. Not necessarily take out the chiyas b'shchita, but you have to do shchita and roiv rekana. So meila, in the case of higim shach v'higim, you don't have that's basal. And then the vice versa in the other case, if it was shach higim shachat, even though for even though chiyas didn't go out b'shchita, mice you have roiv, yeah, you have to do roiv rekana, and the shchita at the end, we have to say it's also considered the fihim at least is considered part of the, it's considered part of Shechita. Yeah, I'm just thinking now actually a problem. There was, again, back to the Psalm of Mid Basra. So there the Gemara was specific about it, right? The Psalm of Mid Basra. If you're a Yehuda, right, we're saying Linyan Hechsher, the Mid Basra is considered Shechita. That it can contribute to the Shechita, it's rather considered a Shechita, the Mir Basra. Right? So then, Lefi him, why was the Gemara Masupit? Shachar Higim Shachat, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, is Vade Kasher. Yeah? Shachar Higim Shachat is Vade Kasher. Yeah? Yet the Gemara is mesupik by hichlib mi basra or shop mi basra.
That was the last thing
you did in the Shiva. So here you kept going.
What?
Where the psalm
was
going to be
the
Basra,
that was the last thing you did in the Shiva. And then
you also went to the end,
really,
I understand.
There was never
you also went
there.
To the end.
There was never Basra to begin with.
If we learn the Shah, again, you see that the Mir Basra is still Shaykh to Shechita, right? You know, you could say he did once he got the Roy, Shechita is over. Now let's see what we have. We have enough of Shechita. We don't have enough of Shechita. So we see that in Bermuda that the Mir Basra is considered part of Shechita Linyan Hechsher. So if it's zichah considered part of shechita in hechsher, why isn't it also considered part of shechita? Why isn't it pashit that's considered part of shechita linyan psul?
Because over there was with something whether once it's shechita is a shechita whether we're going to continue. Over here it's
it was a shechita. It was a psul. Okay. It didn't have a shechem shechita. It wasn't machshirit. Okay, so. Okay, I think what Meir Nachum is saying is that over there we can mechalad. Those things we have along the same lines that over there could be the shail is that that and this batsman has to do with Dafka and Rashi, yeah. Where Rashi, if we're right, that Rashi knows the Gemara shail is their banon. Or Be'ezem Yehuda, that is the Gemara Shaila. And in the Machlej Rabbanu Be'ezem Yehuda, so the other Shaila is that when we shechted Shnei Shlish, right? So do we say Ruba Kekuloi? It's as if it's finished, as if it already has. You know, the Rashi explained the whole time, Be'ezem Yehuda, the Pshat is that because the head of Shechita was already Chal. Once the head of Shechita is already Chal, then it's as if you're shechting shechting meat, or as if you're shechting something that has a heter. The heter was already chal. In other words, if the heter there, the shaila is there. The shaila could be: do we say that the heter was already chal, and that could be the machlokes reviewed in the Rabbanan? Then when you shechted shnei shlish behechsher, so there the shaila is: do we say once the heter was already chal? A Mela, you can't pass it anymore because the Heter was already Chal. So that's a Shaila. Now, so therefore, even Al Atzad, yeah, that by us we're saying that in a case where it was Shachar, Hirgav Shachar, Fir Behuda, we're saying it's going to be Kashim Vadai because where you didn't have a Hechsher Shechita yet, then the Mid Basra could help out the Shechita. It doesn't necessarily mean that lipsul, the mir basra is going to mess it up, because there it was already chal the heter shechita, because that kufa could be the suffix of the gemara. Especially the way we're saying now, the machloek is the suffix of the gemara is gufa rabbanan v'yaisi based on rashi lamban and beis, and we're saying that. And what is machloek is rabbi yaisi rabbanan? Do we say rabbi yaisi b'yuda says that the heter shechita was already chal? The male the agram at the end is not going to passel, and then rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say, even though you did a kosher shechita, but if you hadn't asked to finish it, right, or you do, or you finished it, then it's part of shechita that it could pass on. But the difference is the side of the Gemara that over there it's better than over here. Meaning, over there the side say we don't care about the end. You know, over here, we care about the end, Lakula, but maybe the Chumah we're not going to care about the end, because the Het, the Shechita was already Chal. So you want to say it's part of Shechita, but once the Het was Chal, what are you going to do? The Het is Chal. It's like shechting meat on your shelf. Once the Het was Chal. So you want to say it's part of Shechita, but the Het, the Shechita was already Chal. The Het, the Shechita was already Chal.
According to both shitas, and then afterwards with this.
No, it's mechayiv grace with the rabbanon. We're saying that that goof might be the shaila over there. Do we pass the rabbanon? Do we pass the rabbanon? But the shaila is: do we say that once they had the shechita was chal, right? That once they had the shechita was chal, so then what we do afterwards is irrelevant. Anything you do afterwards is irrelevant because the behem is already mutter. So we're going to say it's part of shechita, but the behem is already mutter. The hechita was chal. Or we say no. That since you're planning on you finished it or you're Megaladas, so Mela, the head of Shechita now is only being chal with the whole thing.
Why are we not only saying
One second. And therefore, it could pass on. L'mosh mayim be another nafkamina. God, the Chamda Shleim declares the Shaila. What's the din? L'gabe Eiv Menachai. What's the Gabe Eiv Menachai? When's the head Eiv Menachai chal? V'fi Rabbanan, let's say that shachar shnei shlish v'higim shish is possible, yeah, because we say that well, at least the way we're saying it now, right? Because that we're saying that what that we don't say that the head of shechita was already chal and therefore can't pass on. We say that the whole thing is a shechita, right? So l'chayra. Might be enough to mean Gabe Eiv Menachai. When is this Eiv Menachai go off? When does Eiv Menachai go off? And if we say that when you're going with the Shechita, yeah, then the Heter is, then the whole Shechita is what makes the Heter, then maybe the Isra Eiv Menachai should also go off when you finish the Shechita.
So now,
what?
Does that matter?
If the guy shechs raiv, and at that second, before he finished the end, a guy took an axe and chopped off a leg and ate it, does he get malchus? That's a nafka mina. Now, the Chamda Shleim brings an interesting raya from. So, according to what I'm saying, this should be told in machoikis. Because the way we're explaining now the machlokes is, do we say that the head of Shechita was already chal, even though you have in mind to finish it, and theoretically it should be considered part of Shechita, but Maisi shechta enough, and Maisi was matter it. The Rebbe said, no, since the Maisi you're planning on shechting the whole thing, so then the whole thing is what makes the head. That's good for machlokes. Now, he brings a raya from a Gemara. On daf ches. Gemara on daf ches. What's the right of the Gemara on daf ches? What?
Keep on bowling.
No.
Keep the shot.
The Gemara there was handling what? Yeah. Eiv Menachai. Eiv is Bala. And I'm sorry, we went to. I don't know. We have Machlaik is over there. Sak and Trefa. Yeah? Is it Bechamen or Betzainen? Yeshech the Trefa. So the Gemara says. What's the problem? There's a shechita, there's a sech. Yeah? The Gemara says, Man da'am b'cham, in my time, Mishun kabal yisura. So why are we saying that the treifa? The ter nami b'ala, Eiv Menachai. The Gemara, Eim is b'ala l'chi chayma. Eim is a chayma l'chi gomer shechita. He shaita the teru. The Gemara says, and when is it b'lay Eiv Menachai? When Beis Shechita is Rosech. When's that? By the Gemara of Shechita. It's ready mutter. Right? Look at Beis Leiv, Gval Gachap. Now, the Chamda Shleim, very good. Look at Chamda Shleim, Gval Gachap. If you tell me, yeah, that the heter, what's matei mechai is only in the Gemara Shechita, if you're Rabbanon. In Cain, but the Beis Shechita Roseach, the animal doesn't know if you're going to plan on putting the Shechita or not. So the Resichus of the Beis Shechita is when you shech Roif. Doesn't know when to heat itself up if you're going to shech the whole thing or not. So the heat of the Shechita comes by Roif no matter what. Correct? So now, so if you say that the het ev mechai is only chal b'soif, but the resich is the basic shechita he had already by roiv, and so what's the Gemara saying that there's no problem with believe ev mechai? There should be a problem with ev mechai because when you hit the roiv, basic shechita was seyach, and was belay ev mechai because the het ev mechai doesn't go up until the seif shechita. Elmai, it's mashma that the heter of Ev Menachai goes off right away by right. That's the Chamda Shleim is Chak. Agapanim, I think maybe he's Matchik the Raya, but the Raya is a Shen Raya. But back to our Gemara. So. So that's what we're saying. L'chayu, we'd say maybe it's the machlaikis. Now, so if he's there though, if you're Behuda, so we're really gonna have to understand Mr. Merkit's question over here. Now is the place for the question. So. Why is Chatzikana Pogum Lefi Rabbi Yehuda? Why is that kosher? If we're saying Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you need Shechita's Roiv of the Kana. It's not enough that the Chiz goes out by Shechita. You need Shechita's Roiv of Kana. So, why be Chatzikana Pogum? Make faces. Why be Chatzikana Pogum? Is it kosher? Why is it kosher? So you didn't have shechita. Adav, you have to say it. You have to prepare it. You have to say pufa karet. What?
It's considered a shechita. Now why?
What do you say? Roy the makim shechita. What means? Why is roy b'shechita? Oh, so the imemaisha. Simon Gimel Oiz Yud Zayin. The Mimayisha wants to say like this. He quotes our Machlekes over here. Machlekes if Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, is kosher. So the Man Amir said Higrim Shachat Shlish is enough. The Shlit is Shchita. On the Makam Arayv. All you need Shechit is on the Mir HaMashlam Arayv. The Mandam is Higrim Shachat, all you need Shechit on the Mir HaMashlam Arayv. Mandam is the Behigrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Lai Mahani, Shem Lai Dam Lechatzikan Apadam. The Hasam Ruba Makam Shechita, right? There it's Makam Shechita. Muchach. That time the Chatzikon Apogum Mahani, who Mishom the Gamma Pogum it starved for Ashkita. Psh. Wolf rice. Akoch le Mahani Rak Shepogum Mokim Shkita. Ava Grama. Do I have Mokim Shkita? Yef shel tzar for la shchita, akach lemahan. So, it's a huge chiddush. Say that the pogum, the chatzikon of pogum, is going to starve to the shchita. You know, it wasn't done by shchita. I understand why Shmuel was saying the opposite. But how else are we going to explain? How else are we going to explain Rabbi Yehuda Merab?
Everyone holds that's kind of fun.
That's correct. That's a mistake.
That sound like Rashi.
What?
Sound like Rashi.
We're saying in Rashi. No, in Rashi. What? In Rashi we're saying this. Now, if you look at the Ramban, is lahed, you're not like this. Right? The Ramban, it's a difficult Ramban, it has to be learned up the Ramban. The Ramban explains, what is the Machlaikis? What's the Machlaikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Call the Shmites. Rav Huna, Ober Hagrama, Bimakoim, Kimakoim, Arayel Shchita, Sachi, Hilkach, Hakol Taloi, Shchita, Zochaticha, Rubei Shalkana, Im Oisei Makim, Shchita, Kasher, Im Hagrama Pasol. Rabbi Yehuda saw a gram alav makayim, alav kimakim ashchita. Hilchach, v'ina roiv kana b'shchita, bein metchil bein mesay. The gram alasa ella b'makim treifus. Chalman shenigram roiv asura, loyim nigram roiv ein asura machmas aisachaticha. V'nachshes b'shchita makam ashchita. Says the Ramban that the machlokes is how do we view Hagrama? Is Hagrama considered a Makam Shchita? Or Hagrama is not Chal Makam Shchita? Rav Huna says Hagrama is Kimakam Haroi L'Shchita. Therefore, it's possible. Hilgo Haktoi. Meaning, let's say the case of Shachat Higrim B'shachat, as we're talking about, Shachat Higrim B'shachat, where if he Rav Huna, it's kosher, if he Rav Huna, it's possible, thank you, and if he Rav Yehuda, it's kosher. So how's he explaining it? I think what it means is like this. The fear of Huna, he says, Bet's Hagram is considered Makam Shchita. You know, it's on the Kana. That's him, it's Makam, that's Shaya Shchita. Elamite is a psul. Elamite, there's a psul. It's a Makam Shchita, but there's a psul of Hagrama. Well, just like there's a psul of Chalada, there's a psul of Shia, there's a psul of Drasa, there's a psul of Hagrama. So it's not that you're not doing Shchita. Yeah? When you do Hagrama, Shaya is you're doing Shchita. It has a Shem Shchita. Yeah? Norvas, you're doing it in an oifen of psul. You're shechting, but you're shechting an oifen of psul. So mela, it's going to passel. It's even though you have roiv shchita without that, so what? But the grama that was done in the makam haroiv, so it has a psul in the shchita. Mamela, the fact that you did Shech did Raiv without it doesn't help you. Because Yishach the Bipsil. Okay? Now, Agroma in the Mir Kama said it, that it's not going to pass because it doesn't make a trade because it's not doing anything. But Agroma, by the Mokum arrive, where it's a Mokum that makes it a treifa, therefore it passes. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds name. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hagram is Lachim Mokum Shchiti. The Hainu, that the Psul Yechil of Agrama is not that you're shechting the psul. The psul of a gram is that you're not shechting. The psul is not shechting, not that you're shechting the psul. According to Rav Huna, the pshat is it's considered has a shem. It's a makom shechita. If it has a shem shechita, elamai is a psul. You're shechting the psul. The fear of Rav Yehuda, the psul is that you're not shechting. Because it's not a makom shechita. Hagram is off the charts. Hagram is not a makom shechita b'chol. And that is the psul. That is the psul. The psul is that you're not shechting. This part, what you're doing is not shechita. B'meila, if dal mihachi, this part, I have enough of a shechita without this part, then it's kosher shechita. So according to Rabban, as he says, the machlokes over here, according to Rabban, machlokes is not a machlokes general in shechita. Machlokes is in how do we look at the psul of hagrama. The Rav Huna says hagrama is a makom shechita, but it's a psul shechita, and Rav Yehuda holds no, it's not a makom shechita. So therefore, the psul is not shechting. So maybe if you have a roi without, then it's okay. Now, Shail is, we saw Taisus on the Lamed. Taisus of Lamed of it says that Chayyim sounds like, look, everyone is not a Malkum Shechita Bechal. When Taisus wanted to argue Rashi, wanted Mechalkin Agrama and Chalada and Shia, he said, because the Agrama is not a Malkum Shechita Bechal. It's Mashma, Lechayra, they are arguing this Ramban. It's Mashma that Taisus, he's not Mechalkin Huna and Yehuda. Right? It doesn't sound like he's saying it. He's taking his eyes over there. He's saying it's a dumb pashut. The Hagram is not a makom shechita b'chal. So for him, maybe he would learn the machlokes like we said from the Mishnah.